Life is about choices. They say that the average person makes around 1,500 decisions every day. Decisions are choices. And I'm glad that we can either choose to be discouraged or we can choose not to be. And it is a choice. We can choose to serve God or we can choose not to. We can choose to obey Him or we can choose not to. We can choose to love Him or we can choose not to. It's a choice. It's a choice that we make as people. And in 1976, I made a choice to join the military. Not really knowing that I would spend almost 21 years in the military when I joined, but it was a choice that I made. And because of the choice I made to go in the military, in May of 1978, at Midway Baptist Church in Midway, Georgia, I made another choice. And it was a choice to receive Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I've not regretted making that choice, but I can tell you that it's not always been easy. And as a retired soldier, one who has actually been in battle and fought, there are a lot of similarities between being a real soldier in the military and being a soldier of Christ. Jeff and I were together one time and he made a comment that he was going to write a booklet or something about soldiers and the differences. And I began to ponder that, and I began to look and search and study. And the Lord is enabling me to write a book. And it's about the similarities between being a soldier of the military and being a soldier of Christ. And in my studies and trying to get everything together to put this together, I've never attempted or even tried anything like this before, but God being my helper, I'm going to try to finish it. But studying this, I came up on this portion of Scripture, and God began to deal with our heart about a thought, and we began to put this together. And I've never preached this message before, so I don't really know how it's going to come out, but I believe this is what God wants for us to do this afternoon. Deuteronomy chapter number 20. Deuteronomy chapter number 20. And when you have found your place, if you would stand in reverence and honor of reading the Word of God. And there is biblical principle for standing when people read the Word of God. And if you don't do it in your church, that's fine. I just do it because I reverence God's Word. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 1. When thou goest out to battle against thine enemies, and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when ye are come nigh unto the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people, and shall say unto them, Hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint, fear not, and do not tremble, neither be ye terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. And the officers shall speak unto the people, saying, What man is there that hath built a new house and hath not dedicated it? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle and another man dedicate it. And what man is he that hath planted a vineyard and hath not yet eaten of it, let him also go and return unto his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man eat of it. And what man is there that hath betrothed a wife, and hath not taken her? Let him go and return unto his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man take her. And the officers shall speak further unto the people, and they shall say, what man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return unto his house, lest his brethren's heart faint as well as his heart. And it shall be, when the officers have made an end of speaking unto the people, that they shall make captains of the armies to lead the people. When thou comest nigh into a city to fight against it, then proclaim peace unto it. And it shall be, if it make thee answer of peace and open unto thee, then it shall be that all the people that is found therein shall be tributaries unto thee, and they shall serve thee. Father, bless our time in the Word of God. And Lord, once again, we need your help and we need your strength. And God, we cannot do this of ourselves. We need your help tonight or today to be able to preach and to share what you've laid upon our heart for this hour. And God, I pray you would enable me one more time. And Lord, make me something that I cannot be. Make a preacher out of me today by your grace and by your power and your spirit. Lord, help me to be a help to your people and an encouragement to your people. And God, help me to get out of the way and just let you work through me now in this time that we have. And we'll thank you and praise you and give you glory, for we ask and pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You can be seated. Here in the 20th chapter of Deuteronomy records the laws that God gave His people in relation to warfare. The first 10 verses of this chapter are really where we're going to focus and look at for this particular message. And listen, it's a particular emphasis is upon the fact that some who would fight in the Lord's battle are not fit to fight. They were out there to battle, but yet they were not fit to fight in the battle. If you turn over to the book of 1 Chronicles just a minute, 1 Chronicles chapter number 12. 1 Chronicles chapter number 12. I'm not going to read these verses because I'd have to read about 15 or so verses to get the whole story, but I'm not going to do that. I just want to go into verse number 8 and look at it here. It says, and of the Gadites, there separated themselves unto David, unto the whole, to the wilderness men of might, and men of war fit for the battle, that could handle shield and buckler, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and were as swift as the roes upon the mountains. If you read those verses, you'd find out the story, but my emphasis is on the word, they were fit for the battle. And in order for us to go out and be in the battle that God's that we're in, we are in a battle. We are in a war. Now listen, we already know who wins. The victory's already been assured, but the battles are still going to rage. And the battles we're still going to have to fight. And the battles we're still going to have to go out and be in. And in order for us to be in the fight that God wants us to be in, we've got to be fit to be in the battle. Listen, the Christian life is a warfare. In the New Testament, the Christian life is spoken of as a walk in Ephesians 4:1. It says, walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Walk worthy. In the New Testament, it's spoken of as a race. In Hebrews 12:1, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. In the New Testament, it's talked about as the good fight of faith in 1 Timothy chapter 6. It's important for us to remember that the Christian life is not a picnic. It's a battle. It's a fight. And in this fight, secondly, let me say that our fight is against a very formidable foe. I mean, he's real. Hey man, the devil's real. He's not a little red guy running around with a pitchfork and horns on his head. That's not the devil. He wants you to believe that's him, but that's not him. And he's a formidable foe. It's a warfare. In order for there to be a war, there's got to be two sides. Amen. Got to be two sides. It can't be a one-sided war. Got to be two sides fighting. You cannot fight unless there's an enemy to fight. In Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 1, in our text, it talks about going out to battle, about the horses and the chariots and the people more than thou. Can I just say to you today that in the battle that we're fighting and the foe that we're fighting, there are horses and chariots, and there are more of them than there is us in the battle. There's more of them than there is us in the battle. The actual fact is, our enemies are not people. That's what the Bible said. Listen, the fight's not between people. We fight against, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. We fight against the devil. We fight against the war. We fight against the world. Listen, we need to understand today, preachers, listen to me just a minute. We need to understand today that we're not the enemy. And we're fighting and warring against each other. And you know what the devil's doing? He's standing back laughing. Because, preachers, we're fighting against each other. And listen, he's not the enemy. He's my brother. Jeff's not my enemy. He's my brother. He's my friend. Brother Steve is my friend. He's not my enemy. We've got to quit fighting amongst ourselves and band together. And fight the fight. Fight the battle. Fight the fight. Listen, we have a formidable foe. Our enemies are marshaled in three great companies. They're marshaled, first of all, in the world, according to John chapter 17 and verse 14. They're great companies of the flesh, according to Galatians 5:17. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. And they're company together as the devil, according to 1 Peter chapter 5. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. I'm simply saying to you today that in order for us to be in the battle and be in the fight, we've got to be fit. As Christians, we have a great captain. Amen? We have a great captain. Deuteronomy chapter 20 and verse 3 leaves no doubt about that. And hear ye, and shall say unto them, Hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint, fear not, and do not tremble, neither be ye terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is he that goeth before you. We have a great captain. Hey, listen, I spent 21 years in the military, and I worked for some captains that weren't very great. I worked for some that I would consider to be dumb as a stick. They had all the book learning that they could get and had not a lick of common sense at all. And they'd come and say, okay, we got to do it. Well, okay, we're doing it. Well, no, but you got to do it by the book. You can't do it by the book. It won't work. They taught me in school, this is how we do it. Okay. I'd do it their way, send it to the colonel, and then they'd have to get called up there and they'd get chewed out because it wasn't right. What I'm saying to you tonight, we've got a great captain. Amen. We've got a captain that's all-knowing. Amen. He's all-powerful. He's the great captain. He told us don't faint, don't fear, don't tremble, don't be terrified because we've got a captain and he's the Lord our God. Amen. The success of any warfare depends upon the soldier as well as the captain. It depends on the soldier as well as the captain. Now we know that our captain has already won the victory. But he's left us back here as soldiers to fight the battles. I don't have to worry about who's going to win. I already know who's going to win. But you and I in this life are going to walk through and we're going to have to fight some.